Good morning. Today's musing moment is about asking a question. Who do you want to be known as? And who do you know yourself to be? There is an internal and ongoing civil war happening inside of me. My past stories conflict with my potential futures and what I believe I'm entitled to or deserve. It's a daily struggle, and I know no war is won without loss. Either my limiting beliefs of the past will prevail, or a new strategy for the future will. Do I know what they are? I'm not sure. Those limiting beliefs? Yeah, some of them. Have I distinguished and defined them clearly? I think that's the work to do. Some lay in the story that my voice holds little value and even less merit in the grand scheme of making a positive difference in the world. That it's all been attempted by people much greater than I, and so why bother? It's not going to work anyways. But as I continue to lean in, that is where the gold lies. What is not worth a new perspective, a different angle? A shift, if not just a couple millimeters? Does a missile not constantly adjust its trajectory to be able to meet its mark? Those adjustments are the micro strategies I'm implementing to move myself closer to my objective. So then I think to myself, well, what is my new strategy? What will I do differently? What will I do again? And do I believe with a measure of confidence that it will help? Because if there is even a small belief that it will, then I must proceed. No. We wander through this world thinking that we need to be someone we're not, doing things we hate in order to have things we really don't care about. It is a pervasive and deeply ingrained narrative. I think the opportunity is to ask yourself this question often and reflect on the answer as much as you can. Who do you want to be known as and know yourself to be? At present, today, August 23rd, 2023, I want to be known as a person that is clear in my focus, decisive in my actions, and disciplined in my execution, curiously exploring and enjoying the ride. But there have been also many other states of being I've explored and continue to pursue as well. So it's never just singular. Again, this is about asking a question and answering it. That ongoing question, what is true for you? This isn't complicated work. It just needs you to be honest with yourself. Some examples to make this more tangible and less abstract. If you know yourself to be a person that loves spontaneity, then your version of disciplined execution will look very different from those who know themselves to be calculated and deliberate. The internal story that you can't be disciplined is only true within the limitations that got passed down to you by those around you. That does not make it your truth. Your past is not the map for your future. In fact, your map is constantly changing. And I'm really starting to get to know this and appreciate this. And because your map is constantly changing, then you must be constantly reviewing it and adjusting your course in kind. I think this is really the point of living your life on your terms, knowing that the choices you make in every moment are by your design, and by your design means it's a life well lived, no? So the question is, another question, will you? Will you live your life by your design? It's possible. I think it just needs all of us to be really honest with ourselves and for each of us to be willing to put some accountability around us to help us stay the course as we explore and pursue a life of creative curiosity. That's my musing moment for today. Hope you're doing well, and we'll talk to you soon.